大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天我们的开言英语呢，要跟大家说一个非常重要的问题。
Probably the most important of all questions.
对，就是人有三急，所以呢，怎么表达厕所在任何语言里都很重要。
That's right. So in any language, you gotta know how to talk about the John.
所以我们先学到了一个 the John.
The John.
哎，其实我们节目潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，我不叫潘吉。潘吉其实是我第一个那个主播搭档的中文名，他是个美国人，他就叫 John.
Right.
所以小男孩叫 John 是不是从小会被人就是 you know make fun of the John 厕所你的名字
Not really, because his name probably wasn't the John. When you're talking about the John as a toilet, it's the John.
前面要加 T-H-E 是吧、好的，那你看可能一直还在想厕所是 WC, 今天我们就要告诉你，哎呀，美国人他们都不说 WC, 所以今天呢我们就跟大家分享一下非常实用的英语表达。这些表达呢都会收录在我们微信公众号相关的推送里面，有音频有文字，方便你日后学习，所以大家就关注我们一下吧。我们叫开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。好，那我首先呢还是要问一下 Adam 这个 WC, First of all, what do these two letters stand for?
Ah, good question. The W stands for water.
水。
The C stands for closet.
Closet 还有一个意思是柜子是吧
That's right.
衣橱啊衣柜啊 But you get the idea, 是个厕所是个像小柜子那样的嘛、However, WC 这个简称反正美国加拿大我是不太听到人用。
That's right. Yeah, over here, there's three words that we use, I'd say fairly equally.
那我们就来讲讲下面三个在北美口语里非常常用的厕所的说法。
Okay, first one, bathroom.
Bathroom. 好，那 B-A-T-H, 然后 room.
Right.
但是这是一个词啊、这不是两个词。第一 ,bathroom, 它就是厕所不是说洗澡的地方。
Right. Yeah, it's not,、not the take a bath place.、It could be. I mean, it could be.
对 ,it could be.、But in a public space, 比如说我去 shopping mall.
Right.
或者什么学校啊什么的那种厕所都叫 bathroom.
Right, but there's no bathtub.
对，虽然里面没有浴缸，不能洗澡哈。Okay, so bathroom, 日常比如人家问，哎，厕所在哪儿 ？So you're likely to ask,
"Where's the bathroom?"
Excuse me, could you tell me where the bathroom is?
Right.
对, I'm looking for the bathroom. Okay, 好 ，bathroom 很常用。另外一个很常用的叫做
washroom.
Washroom, 这个 wash 就是洗洗东西的 wash、是吧
？Right, so make sure you wash your hands after using the washroom.
对，很重要 ，personal hygiene 哈、Washroom. So washroom 和 bathroom 意思都是厕所。In terms of politeness, 文明的程度，你觉得？How do they compare?
Same.
Are they polite or not polite?
All of these three, in my mind, are they have the same function and、they're the same level.Of politeness.
所以我们要讲这三个词其实都是很口语里很常用而且是比较文明的、非常文明的 Bathroom, washroom, 最后那一个词是
Restroom.
Restroom.
Yeah, have a rest.
这个 rest 就是休息的 rest, 是吧
Yeah, same rest.
对，但其实它也就是厕所的意思吧。所以大家在北美啊，看那种 signs 那种牌子，通常它上面就会写 restroom 或者 bathroom，对吧
？Right。
哎，那这三个词就公共场所的这个公厕不算啊，我们自己家里的那个厕所呢？
You know, again, there might be a bathtub in the bathroom, so it would be a bathroom.
所以在家的厕所用 bathroom 比较多，是吧
？Again, I think those three words are.Pretty similar, restroom, bathroom, and washroom.
好，那 before we move on to other words, 我最后还想说的一个就是在北美，现在大家会看到有一些厕所，它上面会写 all gender, 就不是分开的 men's bathroom, women's bathroom, they'll say all gender welcome.
Right.
男的女的都可以用啊、这个其实就是很 controversial 很有争议了、
yeah.
就是有些人说他是个男的 但是她自己觉得她是一个女的、mm. So there's a clash with their biological gender、mm-hmm. And what they identify with
Right
今天就不讲但是 be aware 就是大家可以注意一下这个问题啊、mm. 好那接下来我要问 Adam 的这个词呢我觉得也很口语里也很常用哈就是 toilet
Yeah, toilet
你怎么这么激动So how does toilet differ from the other three words?
The room, well the other three words refer to rooms, places、mm. Toilet is a thing
哦、oh, 所以 toilet 就是那个马桶吗、
mm, Right
那我们经常说的I need to use the toilet 是吗、mm-hmm. 其实就是我要用马桶
Well, what else do you have to use?
没有没有因为我真的很长一段时间认为 toilet 就是一个 room
A room?
It's actually not
No, it's the thing
It's the device
It's the john
就是那个设备啊、mm. OK 所以如果你要说比如我想用厕所或什么 Don't say I need to use the toilet 是吧因为听起来好像挺粗俗的我要去用马桶、mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good to know. 那既然你前面已经说到的 John, 我们就这里也说说吧。他、mm. 就是也是那个马桶 but it's British, right?
Sure. I mean, everything's British in WC is British. The thing that's about the John is the John can actually be the thing or the room.
Okay, so
right?
the John.
Whereas toilet can only be the thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Lots of other words we use for both. Maybe we don't need to talk about all of them.
Gotcha, gotcha. 好，那我们接下来我觉得就说说可爱的了，特别是小朋友啊，
okay.
老师啊，爸爸妈妈最早会教他们的是厕所的说法。
Well, for little kids, a really, really big, I'm sure you know this. You know, you need to teach little kids how to use the toilet.
Yeah.
But little kids don't say toilet, they say potty.
That's right, potty, P-O-T-T-Y.
Right.
我觉得这个就很像中文的痰盂。
嗯。
因为很小的小孩他没有办法坐到大人的那个 the toilet 上面、
right.
对吧所以 you know, they use the potty, 而且还有一个说法叫 potty training, or are they potty trained? Is
right.
your kid potty trained?
Right, because you have to teach them, have to train them.
要培训。如厕培训哈 potty training. Okay, 那再大一点的可能他们就会去一个小朋友的这个像幼儿园男生去男厕所、mm. 女生女厕所
Okay, so because they are obviously not men or women yet、mm. They are little boys and little girls That's kind of what we just say Little boys room、
oh,
Little girls room
Little girls room But、yeah. we're talking about bathroom、
yeah. Right, I need to go to the little boys room
哎，你这个倒是 ，this reminds me， 其实也可以说 men's room， 对不对、
yep.
？Women's room 就是男厕所、女厕所的意思吧？ Mm. 嗯，好 ，OK， 那接下来要看的呢，我觉得这个词是我在飞机上的厕所，
mm.
它都是以 L 打头的。
Okay. Yeah, lavatory.
Lavatory.、Mm. 我看到这个，我就想到那个做实验 lab.
嗯、
mm. ，什么
laboratory
实验室、
right.
？Very different lavatory. Lavatory 也是比较正式，而且是可能比较英式英语，是吧？
It's definitely British.、Yeah.
And I think you really only see it on airplanes. 飞机上面是 lavatory.
Maybe we take different airplanes.
没有 all airplanes. I think the sign is lavatory.、Mm. Speaking of British English.英国人还说 the loo 吧
The loo Well they also They wouldn't say a lavatory like we North Americans would say it They'd say lavatory
A lavatory
Lavatory And then yeah Loo 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 Skipped him a loo Loo
L-O-O
L-O-O、
Gotta use the loo
Gotta use the loo
但我自己搬到加拿大来哦我就发现特别你要买房子租房子人家说这个房子有几个厕所什么、mm. 他经常会用到有一个词 Ensuite
Oh yeah
Right, E-N-S-U-I-T-E.
Right.
That's French?
It's our French.
最开始是法语但现在就是进入英语的这个词典里面。
Right.
所以发音是
Yeah, ensuite.
Ensuite. 这个其实就是说是你 master bedroom主卧里面带着的那个厕所、mm-hmm. 是吧
Right, it's inside Well, it's not inside your room But the room is connected
对对对就是主卧带的厕所叫 ensuite、mm-hmm. 然后呢还有一个词是如果是 guest washroom 就客人用的那种厕所会叫 powder room
Sure, sure
Powder 这样想、啊、什么女生进去补个粉啊什么 powder room But、mm-hmm. when they say powder room They mean like the guest bathroom、mm. 这样 OK 那我们今天最后呢再说一下就是英语里面你怎么表达我要上厕所我觉得最重要的区别是英语里不太会直接说出这个事情
Yeah, it's one of our taboos We don't、really like to talk about
比较禁忌的是吧
Sure、
But if you do need to say it怎么可以婉转地表达呢
Well, probably the easiest way, the kind of the funniest and cutest way is just to say nature calls.
大自然在召唤、nature calls.
Nature calls. To be very clear though, you can't really play with that expression, change that expression. It's a chunk. It's not nature
is calling.
Is calling or nature is very call.
所以就是 nature calls.
Nature calls, yeah.
你可以直接说 Oh, sorry, I need to use the washroom.
Yeah, of course. You just wouldn't say, I need to use the toilet.
Okay, 所以避免说 toilet 就好了、好，那不要再给太多 detail 什么、
yeah.
是一号、二号、
Number one, number two, yeah.
英语里没有那个 number one, number two.
Number one, number two, yeah.
没有这个说法吧
Yeah, we have. I think you guys got it from us.
哦、oh, ，是吗？英语里就有 number one, number two.
Number one, number two.
就小朋友就是 pee and poo.
Yes. Well, little kids would probably say like pee pee, poo poo.
好 ,OK, 不需要再细节再深入了。OK, 今天节目我们教了大家一个非常实用的主题。那我们开言英语不管是我们的节目还有更多我们的会员课程里面你能够找到有1000多节非常实用的有趣的能够真正帮你提高英语沟通交流能力的这个口语课大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单来了解一下。因为菜单里面呢有免费试用的课程之后如果你喜欢想升级的话呢还有一个优惠的购买链接学习一年只要629每天都能学我们更新的课程和所有已经发布的课 Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Alright see you next time guys